Over the last months, maybe even a year by this point, we have been seeing a number of expats leaving Portugal, and we've been seeing many articles online, expats leaving, and even videos. I can't say I've watched many of them, but what I can say is that in this episode, you'll have my take on why there are so many expats who are leaving the country, who come, try to make something happen here, but then see, it's not quite the right fit for them. I'm Rafael Di Furia, welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter, and roll that intro. Just to jump straight into things, I would say maybe the first thing that I've noticed why people have really not been able to make Portugal into their long-term home. There are a lot of things here in Portugal that are maybe a little bit rough around the edges sometimes. Things aren't as manicured as what some people might be expecting. I mean, even, for example, like I've mentioned in other episodes recently, not having the Eiffel Tower or the Colosseum just around the corner from your home and being able to walk to these beautiful places is a huge disappointment for many who make Europe their home. But of course, these would be the individuals who maybe haven't done so much of the research and just done a lot of the dreaming about, oh my goodness, what does Europe have to offer me? Many look at a life abroad just from the idyllic aspect and not the reality. So again, this is what Not Your Average Globetrotter is all about, trying to shed light on some of the realities of life in another country. But one of the most frustrating things for many who want to call Portugal home has to do with bureaucracy and the efficiency of things. I'm mixing these two things because they are somewhat intertwined, but they are also separate at the same time. Bureaucracy in the fact that you have so many papers and so many documents for this and that and the other. You need this paper to go and do this. You need that paper to go and do that. Getting everything set up for the first time when maybe in their home country they've already had some of these documents like a tax code from their birth or maybe very young age, social security number. But in Portugal, you're starting from zero. You have to start your life over again. You have to do these things step by step by step. And sometimes the process to get some of these things done isn't immediate. Just being able to pop down to an office and say, hey, I'm ready for my X, Y, or Z document, or that I need to register X, Y, or Z, isn't always the reality. And by the way, for those of you who haven't spent time in Portugal or other places in Southern Europe, I mean, even Europe, actually, this type of bureaucracy is not uncommon. Having a little bit of a more relaxed attitude towards things is one of the things that people decide that they do want to move to Portugal for, but this can come and express itself in various ways. And another thing that can make it difficult for some to want to make Portugal their home can be the lack of job opportunities for certain fields or the potential growth that you have within that field. In Portugal, as well as much of Southern Europe, I will say that there are many parallels between some of these nations that having the ability to have a job that is very high paying isn't necessarily something that you're going to come across as commonly here as you might in other parts of the world. Portugal isn't necessarily the most ideal place for that. Portugal does happen to be a better country if you are coming to the nation and making a life here because you already have a job that you're already working remotely. But for those who are kind of just starting out or they want to actually get a job here, there are certain challenges, not to say that it can't happen. I do know people who came, got a job, and are making a life for themselves here, but am I going to say these are people who necessarily have to work anyway? Maybe, maybe not. But when it comes to maybe maximizing certain aspects of your career, your professional life, Portugal might not be the most ideal. One of the reasons why I say that it is important to look at these aspects is because Portugal overall is a place that is best for people who really do enjoy it for what it is. So when I'm seeing some of these articles as well, seeing people who are deciding to move and leave because maybe it wasn't the right fit for them, I can't say that I'm personally disappointed because I enjoy Portugal for Portugal. I try to live here on local terms. I do earn a local income and I earn at like a very similar level to what people here would earn. So I'm living on Portuguese terms. When I was in Italy, I lived on Italian terms. And I think that's really important to be able to have that experience wherever you go, to not go too much ahead, too much behind, too much this, too much that. But if you are in the position where you can live at a comfortable level, but also still live at that level that is considered the average in the country, I think you'll also really enjoy the country and see what it really has to offer. Of course, if you are a high net worth individual and you are looking at any country, then some of these aspects aren't going to change for you, and you'll be able to have whatever lifestyle you choose. You can choose to be as extravagant or not as you would like. I just personally think that when you're living in a country, it is really worthwhile seeing it through local eyes as much as possible. And this is another aspect that I think is really important to look at, is the lifestyle here. For many people, they're just not cut out for the life here in Portugal, and that's not a good thing or a bad thing. And I'm not saying that you're not cut out of the right material. No, what I'm saying is that it doesn't agree with you. That maybe there are certain things about how life works here that are not ideal for your lifestyle or what you are looking out of life. Again, this can come down to job or even about how efficient or non-efficient things are here and to be able to even remain here legally. So there are people who just leave because the bureaucracy with dealing with having to renew your residency and to be able to come here and all of these things ends up being more than what they're looking for. Whereas in their country, they simply have the ability to remain. They don't have to think about, oh, do I have to renew my visa or renew a residency, or can I stay and build a life here that will last more than the extent of my residency, my permission to stay in this country? For many people, having that over their heads, it's not a wonderful thought. And I've lived under those circumstances outside of Europe, and having to think about, oh, I have to renew my visa, or I have to renew this, or I have to renew that, is not a fun thing to have, because you're building up a life for yourself. You're laying down foundations, but those foundations could get wiped out by the flood of bureaucracy at any moment, theoretically. When you don't have citizenship in a country, you are not living at the same level of relaxed as many people are who are just from that nation, because at any moment, anything could happen. A law could change, and maybe the visa that you're hoping to get, or the permanent residency that you're hoping to get, or the citizenship that you're hoping to get, the rules could change, and that maybe instead of having to wait those 5 years that you originally thought, maybe you have to wait 10 years. Or maybe instead of needing X, Y, or Z requirement, you might have to do something else. I mean, even in Italy, there was a time where they increased the language requirement for at least citizenship by marriage. But to get a citizenship also requires that you are in the nation, that you are functioning to at least some level and have the ability to use the language to at least some minimal level. And in Portugal, actually, this is one of the nice things, that if you are looking for a quote unquote faster citizenship, it also does have one of the lower linguistic requirements that you would have to have for many nations in the world. I mean, we're talking about, what is it, A2 level? That's still pretty beginner level. Don't get me wrong. It's not that it's not complicated, but it's at a level where I would say most people could probably do it. And just before we jump into the next section, I do want to say a quick thank you to those of you who helped to make these episodes possible on a monthly basis through rafaeldifuria.com/Patreon, patreon.com/rafaeldifuria, as well as using the super thanks button here on YouTube, as well as rafaeldifuria.com/support. All of those forms of support help this project to be able to move forward. But on to the next section. But again, there's other things that even when it comes to the lifestyle that many people just don't find that is the same as in their home country. I mean, I hear many Americans complaining about, oh, the clothing here is too small. You can't find anything that fits. And especially if the individual is maybe a bit on the tall side or overweight, or even if they're just kind of average size, or maybe they're considered average in their home country, but they're a little bit taller here. And maybe the cut isn't the right cut and things just don't fit me the way that my body is formed. And it just has to do with simply that in different parts of the world, there are different body types that are average and what fits people in general. Or even for, I know some American guys, they're not crazy about how fitted jeans can be in Europe. And so I know of one individual, and I don't know, he might be watching this, and I think he's coming back to Portugal soon. He was looking forward to being back in the States to get some, I think, Wrangler jeans or something like that. Because also, even when we're talking about the cost of some of these things, the costs can be a little bit better in the States. But even if we're talking about, I don't know, say something like you're a baker and you want vanilla extract isn't really the thing here. You can get vanilla flavoring, like an artificial vanilla flavoring, vanilla extract. I mean, I know actually quite a few expats here in Braga who actually are making their own or want to make their own or thinking about making their own. Or you might have to change your recipes around and adjust the measurement of flour because there's more gluten or less gluten, or that you have to change because of the climate or the altitude. I mean, no matter where you go, you'll have to adjust things anyway. But the gluten content and how fluffy things can become can be very different in the US versus what it can be in Europe. So even there are some people who I've known throughout the years that had trouble with wheat products in the US, but say they go to Italy or even Portugal, and they actually could do a little bit better because the gluten content was actually a bit lower. But then also having to navigate various systems like, say, Social Security or even the medical system, and having to wait and not have the same kind of access that they might be used to in their home country. But of course, the medical system here definitely costs a lot less than what you would spend in the US. So, I mean, there are certain kind of gives and takes that you have to deal with. And I mean, look, when you're combining medical services with governmental services, there's a level of bureaucracy that's going to get introduced. And there are people that do have wonderful experiences, and there are people that have very nightmarish experiences. But this is anywhere you go on Earth. But for some people, they look at these systems and their interaction with these systems, and they don't find that they align with the type of lifestyle that they are interested in leading. And again, this is not saying that it's good or that it's bad or that it's this or that it's that. It's just simply that it's a different lifestyle that the individual is looking for. And that's, again, one of these reasons why so many people are looking to leave or have left Portugal. But one of the biggest things why I see a lot of expats leaving and not really making Portugal work for them is because they were never really committed to being here to begin with. They're thinking, we'll try it for a couple of years, or we'll see how it goes, or maybe we'll go to another country, or maybe another country. And it's not like, again, it's so, I've talked about this so many times, where there's a difference between moving away from something and moving towards something. When you have arrived in a place and you are excited to be there and you are there for the reason of being there, then, okay, you're going to start experiencing all these fun little extra details that you were looking for. But if you're just there because you happen to be there, then what difference does it make what the background is behind you? Or who knows, maybe you want to go to someplace like Liechtenstein because of whatever reason is going to attract you there. But they can also be applied to other parts of Southern Europe where you do see some similarities and some parallels. But one thing that's tied into the investment into the place itself, I would say, has to do with homesickness and the support system you have around you. I know I've talked a lot about these things before, but I think it's important to bring them again in a different context to understand why some of these things do and don't work for some people. And having your family close by can make all the difference in the world, or having them on the other side can also make all the difference in the world. And not being able to go to, I don't know, the birth of a grandchild or the birth of a cousin or the marriage of somebody or the death of somebody or whatever it may be, some of these big important events in your family, whether positive or negative, can weigh on a person. And to not be there for a dire moment where maybe somebody really needs them, or maybe at the last moments of a family member's life, this is something that I've seen really, really affect people, and even be reasons why maybe they don't leave the US, that they want to make sure that they are in their home country so that if anything happens, that they are there, that there is nothing holding them back from being there for their family when it is most necessary. And so there are many people who do come to Portugal, they try to make a life here, and they do all of the things in the quote unquote correct way. But that one detail, sometimes the smallest details can be the biggest things. I've said this in so many episodes, that at the end of the day, you have to look at what are the little things and the big things, but sometimes the smallest things are the ones that build up and stack even higher than some of the problems that you might come across while living abroad. Anywhere. It is at some of these moments when you're able to push past your level of comfort, push past some of the difficult times, that you actually end up seeing that, wow, maybe there is something to be said for living in this place, that maybe this place actually is for me. Because for so many people, it's so easy to jump ship that it's, you can just have this exit strategy that nothing, no harm, no foul, that if you leave, you leave. If you stay, you stay. But sometimes having too easy of an out for yourself can actually lead to a lack of a positive experience, in my opinion. I've seen many people leave a life abroad before things started really getting good, because I mean, I would even say the first couple of years are definitely the hardest. The first year, especially, the first few months, especially, when you're missing things, you're missing home, you're just getting accustomed to everything, you're learning to walk and talk all over again. I think it's really important to give it a good amount of time. And I would even say borderline that a couple of years might not even really be a good enough amount of time to get a proper feel for what a place actually has to offer. But this is where I'm going to round it off for this week. So thank you all so much for joining me for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Of course, all the links to help make these episodes possible are down in the more info section below this episode. I'm Rafael Di Furia. Stay safe and healthy out there, and I will see you all next time. Later.